Welcome to the Weekly Hijack.
Hello, everyone.
Nick is coughing
a bit. I may hack up during the middle of this. I apologize.
I didn't notice until I getting toward the end of that.
It gets worse at night, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So. But anyway, tonight's episode was Murder Most Foul.
Blah.
You noticed, Nick, I was chuckling at one point. That wasn't actually really that funny, but it just struck me really entertaining when, like, you had the wicked witch and the evil queen arguing on the doorstep about, you can't tell him it's his child. It's not his child. And then it's like, this really has become a soap opera with fairy tales, doesn't it?
Near the end where Snow's talking to the queen, like, did you tell him? I told him it didn't go well. I kissed him. They're just gossiping over boys at this point.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it's fun, but it's very different show than it started out as.
Yeah, yeah, it's the grain of salt you have to take with it is a lot bigger than it was originally. That said, it's also quite impressive that they managed to find a time in David's life that they could cram a corner that we hadn't explored before.
And in a way that we haven't explored. I mean, because our complaint about Snow and David most times is that their flashbacks are just kind of the same rehash. And this was a new thing.
Yeah. It let us see a new character in a way that we really didn't know anything about, his dad.
Yeah.
So that was impressive.
We got to go to Pleasure Island first time, which I guess we'd never actually been there.
Yeah, which I was a little surprised. I was trying to remember Pinocchio's timeline. I mean, that would mean that, like, he was a puppet for a very long time before, because, you know, Pinocchio went in the cabinet with Emma, right?
Yes.
So he was a boy. He was a wooden puppet for at least, here, how old is David here?
Yeah,
6?
That's true.
So Pinocchio is a lot older than he looks too, which is the case for a lot of characters.
Almost everyone's older than they appear.
Yeah, but.
So you guys liked the idea of exploring a new aspect of David's life.
Well, it wasn't. They did it in about the best way they could. I'm not sure it's a good practice to keep doing that stuff. But
I mean, to me, the story felt a little out of place. I mean, sure, it was interesting, but you're telling me David had this deep angst over his father's death such that, I mean, he wanted revenge? I mean, we've never seen that before.
I will say, I think his actions seemed a little out of character for him. At least it did set up his kind of obsession with this idea earlier in the last half season.
I agree. I thought his obsession also seemed sort of out of character. I did like that they sort of tied it in at the end to he's under a lot of stress over losing, not being able to be with Snow and fear of losing his daughter and this other stuff.
Like, he really needs to read Ecclesiastes, you know. He's always like, but am I not good enough? What if something starts falling apart? I'm like, guy, read Job or something. You know, that might be helpful. But
I mean, I guess men have this sort of obsession with, am I good enough? And for someone who's known as Prince Charming, that's probably a pretty big calling to own up to.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little odd character, but like, at least it wasn't rehashing the same thing we've always seen. I guess sometimes our expectations are so low on Charming episodes. I mean, like, on flashbacks. Because flashbacks are usually not all that great.
Yeah, it's really hard to milk new things and without making it feel like you're just adding unnecessary complications. And was this a necessary complication? Well, no, but at least it was an entertaining one. That makes sense.
Two interesting things about the flashback. One, Rumpelstiltskin basically just being nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was really interesting.
Yeah, that was unexpected.
Yeah, I like the angle that's because compassion, because it was a very similar sort of situation. But you don't see that out of old Uncle Rumpel very often.
Uncle Stiltskin.
Old Uncle Rumpel. Old Uncle Rumpel.
But this episode, sorry guys, this episode seems to have a couple just little interesting nuances like that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun to see Pinocchio for a second episode in a row.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, look, I took that out because I wasn't proud of it. So, blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was interesting. I mean, again, it's another secret. Like my mom was saying, how many secrets do these guys have that Hook killed his dad? But I appreciate that it wasn't something he was hiding the whole time.
Yeah. It was just another one of his victims.
He just did it, and then he realizes at the end it was.
Yeah.
So that's at least, I mean, yes, it's one more guilt trip to get over. When you have 200 years of being evil or whatever. But at least it's a different angle than we had sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've They're being honest in the fact that even though a lot of these villains have reformed, they still have a lot of baggage. They have to...
A lot of baggage.
Like, you know, what's in these chests? Oh, it's the hearts of my enemies.
That was a good line.
We asked last episode whether how they'd play Robin.
Yes.
And I thought... I appreciated them playing, like, no, this is a different guy. And yeah. You can tell the actor's playing him just a little different, which is nice.
Yeah, but they had to decide it with a kid.
Well, it's really soap opera. Yes.
And it's very true to fairy tales. And it's, I mean, you know, kisses are very important. Yes,
that's true.
Grain of salt, very large.
You're saying it doesn't mean, kisses don't mean that much to you? Is that
true love?
True love. True love's kiss.
Marriage. But apparently now they're like setting up that Robin might be this evil something.
Evil Robin. So who's Robin is he? It made sense. It might be Zelina.
I mean, why not? I mean,
her ideal.
Her and Robin running around together again. I'm like, oh yeah, Zelina. They still haven't got rid of her yet.
Oh my.
The little character they just don't know what to do with, but they can't get rid of her either.
Mm-hmm.
With Hades. It was kind of fun with Hades, don't get me wrong. But I do think the scene with David and Hook about getting permission was actually kind of fun.
That was mm-hmm. cute.
And this episode was perfect to see how much, you know, the Evil Queen and Hook's change. I mean, the way mm-hmm. they're interacting with people, I mean, they're like more innocent than our normal characters in some ways. I mean, Hook's going to the cricket for counseling. I mean,
that's nice.
So it'll be interesting how they play this because we really have evened out, massaged out a lot of.
Yeah. In some ways, this episode was sort of Charming's take on the, like in previous seasons where we've seen Snow kind of go a little dark and she, you know, the whole Korra thing, of course. And we haven't really had a good Charming-centric story that was quite like this, a David-centric story. So I think that was sort of his take on it. I would like to see them continue to do, maybe continue is not the right word, but I would like to see them do more interesting things with them we always have.
Lingering question, and you probably, again, it's once upon a time, maybe there's no answer, but do we not need to know anything about why he's seeing his dad's ghost? I mean, the first time it was almost like came in like it was like a hologram, which was really weird.
Yeah, that was
so I thought
weird.
There was going to be some sort of something. And then like they purposely showed him at the end and turned it away in smoke. We have no precedent for this sort of thing, do we? Mm-hmm. I mean, even in once?
Not that I know of. I mean.
So I kept thinking that maybe we get some reveal, some insidious means behind it. But there was nothing. It's just like, yeah, just take for granted that.
I don't know. I'm okay with just kind of leaving it be. I mean, the whole thing came up, if I remember correctly, because Evil Queen just wanted to mess with David, right?
Yeah.
So it occurred to me it's entirely possible that he did have a spirit that was connected to the coin somehow. I mean, a ghost. I mean, this is fairy tale logic. Yeah. It's possible.
It's possible. It's just funny with the amount of things it'll explain for this thing. Just sort of, it's there. And again, I might not call foul exactly, but just... It's very strange in this show to have something like that.
Yeah, I do think it's possible for things to come back. Just because you toss it into the bay doesn't mean that a coin can't come back.
That's true. We know that. You can take a sub to go get stuff when we want.
Yeah. Especially considering they kind of introduce it early in the season. So, and we're not, you know, we're still pretty early in this mid-season return.
I'm not sure I would even have minded as much, but the first time we saw it was like a hologram. It was just a weird...
Yeah, it was a weird...
It's like, you know, like the Emperor's talking to Vader sort of stuff.
Well, I won't go quite that far.
No.
But.
No, I mean, but just it was very...
It was a strange choice.
It was a strange choice of appearance. Like, the smoke at the end made me think much more...
Spell.
Fairy tale spell-ish sort of thing.
Yeah. But anyway, next time we go back to see more of
Gideon,
Dream Lord, or whatever.
Yeah, I think Gideon could be interesting, but I don't know enough right now.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where they're going with that. But I'll look forward to that. So we have one more week till you guys go, right?
Yep.
So, okay. We will try to keep up as best we can.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks. Until next time, this is Tim.
This is Nick.
And Natasha.
Yep.
Bye.
Good night.